Welcome to the Brian Beebe Half Hour Variety Hour. It's really 15 minutes of fun, music, and laughter stretched out into something much, much longer. And now, here's your host, Brian Beebe.
I don't remember what day it was. Can I hear the keyboard? Can't notice what time it was. Hi, you guys. It's Brian Beebe here. We're going to try some new stuff here. I hear it in the right, just a little bit. Can you give me a little bit more? I almost heard it in the left. There we go. That's good. Brian Beebe here. The Brian Beebe Show brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill and Sorrento's at the Wilderness up in Wisconsin Dells. And I've been threatening to bring my keyboard in for a long time, and I dragged it down the stairs. It's very heavy, very cumbersome, but I got it. And it's basically because I don't have a clue about what to talk about today. So I'm going to bring my keyboard in and invite you to call 210-1667 and request a song. Mike Brockenveld is in the control room today, and he's brought his guitar.
How's it going?
We don't know what will develop out of that, but I think we can do at least one song together. He's much younger than I am, much prettier, but he also has written some songs that maybe we could team up on. But anyway, I was starting out. I don't remember what day it was. Remember that? All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. But I'm not warmed up enough yet for that one. So, I was looking at a couple different ideas for shows. And we've talked about so many things already. One of the things that kind of gets me are these shows on TV, like Curse of Oak Island and the Bigfoot, Search for Bigfoot.
I think they're all produced
by the same people.
They are. Yeah,
it's almost like the Blair Witch Project. You remember that movie?
Shaky cameras.
You couldn't really see anything ever, but it was the fear of what you might see that really did something for you. And the Curse of Oak Island has spent, millions and millions of dollars to find, a couple of pieces of tin and, down 150 feet deep. Yes. Okay. That is something. They found a Spanish coin and a couple things, but they don't find anything and they keep their hope alive. Well, this is season eight. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
And they haven't found anything yet.
Kind of like the ancient alien stuff.
Yeah, but, I'm fascinated by that, too, but I don't watch it because, first of all, I did all that back in the 70s with Eric Von Däniken's books. I was really into that for a while. And I know where some of these places are and the Nazca lines and all that stuff. But I guess I do believe that we were invaded or settled or visited by aliens in the past, because some things are just unexplainable without that, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I believe it.
Now,
I'm a believer.
There's a possibility that the Atlanteans or the Egyptians or the ancient Greeks had some energy sources that we don't have today. We don't know what they are. But that's the only way those pyramids could have been built, is by some kind of an energy source that we don't have now.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's hard.
And it's too tough when you start looking at these pyramids in Egypt being on the same
latitude
as Machu Picchu or something over South America,
on the world magnetic grids and all.
Yeah,
that.
And they are in the exact same position as the three stars in Orion's belt. Did you know that?
The birthplace of stars.
Two big ones and a one that's just tiny, a little bit smaller and a little bit off center. Oh my God, it's just. I mean, I love that stuff.
Yep.
I don't know if it's you know, you listen, it's like global warming. Scientists are all lined up to agree with it, but there are a few that don't and
say it's just cycles and whatnot.
But, you know, I guess I like the idea of climate change, the word climate change, better than global warming, don't you? Mm. I mean, because it is climate change. Nobody can agree with that. The climate is changing.
It will.
You're right. But is it a global warming picture that's just going to take us right to the edge where we blow up? I mean, I don't know.
Well, the change might be warming.
Yeah. Did you ever hear? Yeah, and it seems to be warming. But that doesn't mean it's going to always warm.
No, yeah, it could be ebb and flow.
Did you ever hear about the hockey stick theory, Mike?
Huh.
It's like when you look at weather information for Earth, all right, you look at the 400 years that they've been recording weather information.
Yep, yep.
And then all of a sudden there's this huge amount of information they don't have about what Earth was like.
Before, you know? Sure. Gotcha.
So, I mean, this is they call it a hockey stick because it's this. We know this, and we don't know all this.
We didn't used to know.
Yeah. So how can we say that this is a trend, or is it just a cycle, like you said, or what is it? I don't know. But I hope I get some calls from somebody about that, because I don't know that anybody really knows. I know a lot of smart guys, and a lot of smart guys on both sides of that issue. So, but anyway... All right, is that you playing? Okay.
No, yeah, I'm just...
Okay, I can hear it, good. Well, anyway, the number here is 608-210-1667, and we hope you will call in because, you know, I usually come in here with a pretty good idea of subject matter, something to talk about. I don't have anything today. I was going to talk about BMI and ASCAP a little bit. You know what those are? Those are the two... music agencies that bars and restaurants all hate to pay for, but it's also if you're a songwriter and you have made a hit record, these are the services that you'll choose one or the other, BMI, ASCAP, or CESAC, and they will collect for you monies that are earned by your song playing all over the country on the radio
or jukeboxes
or bands playing it live, whatever it is. If they want to use your song, isn't that artistic property that you should be paid for? I don't know.
Yeah.
But and if a bar pays with bands and stuff pays $500 a year, is that too much? It probably is. But that's one thing I was going to talk about. And Oak Island. Also, you know what the Dells has? We have a brand new Quick Trip. We have a brand new Quick Trip in the Dells, Mike. Yeah, and we haven't had one before. I didn't think we ever would, because there's a guy who owns all the mobile stations that have convenience stores in them, you know, and he's pretty much a town father and pretty strong. And I thought he was kind of in the way of it, but here we have, and it's right on my way home.
Awesome.
Every night there's going to be pizza and donuts. And the first time I stopped into our brand new Quick Trip, which is right at exit 89, it was at night, of course, and I had a couple of drinks, but I bought potatoes and onions and bananas and, you know, bread and milk and hot food and donuts. And, you know, I was just so happy to see him. Then I bought everything they had. So, who's on the phone, man?
Jay.
Jay?
Yeah.
Let's see who Jay is. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
All right. Who's this?
Jay Porter, your
nephew-in-law. Oh, my God. How are you, man?
Doing fine. How are you?
You threatened to call in, and now you're doing it. Terrific, man.
I followed through, yep.
I know you're at work, aren't you?
I just got done working.
Oh, okay. You start early and end early, huh?
Yeah, 5:30 to 3:30.
Are you excited? Your second baby's coming here pretty, I mean, any day, right?
Friday's the big day.
Friday's the big day.
Nice.
Let's hope it's on time. Or are they taking it to C-section or what?
Yeah, it's scheduled. It's a scheduled C-section.
Okay, well, that's all right. Yeah, you know, does that worry you at all, Jay? C-sections? Have you heard anything?
It worries me a little bit, but I got a really good doctor, and, you know, I trust him a lot.
Wait a minute, it's not you. You're not having a C-section, are you? You have a doctor that you trust very good. Oh, you trust him for her.
Correct. The same doctor that's delivering my daughter actually delivered me 27 years ago.
Oh, isn't that cool? So yeah. he might know something about it.
Yeah, he's been around the block a couple times.
I bet you weren't a C-section.
Yeah.
You were or you weren't?
Oh, I was not.
No, because that's a new thing, people doing the C-sections. And have you heard anything about that, Jay? I mean, I've heard that the kid doesn't get some things that it really needs when it comes naturally. It doesn't get some of these, like, antibodies and stuff like that. Have you heard any of that stuff?
I've studied up on it a little bit. From what the doctors have told me is the first couple days when the mother is doing the breastfeeding, there's some special proteins and antibodies they call colostrum.
That they can
That is really important for the baby's initial development.
Yeah. Well, it's so much easier and on everybody to do the C-section, but hopefully it's, negligible what happens, what's different between that and that. What else is going on, man?
I've just been thinking a lot today about our friends over in the UK after that terrible attack last night, and just been praying about it and thinking about it quite a bit today.
And that now ISIS has claimed responsibility for that, but do they just claim responsibility whenever somebody does something like that? I mean, they would.
It's so hard to say.
Why are they aiming so low, Jay? One of the questions on the TV about it was, there's a lot of soft targets like that. I mean, they can go almost any night to a high school basketball game. Or I'm not giving them any ideas, but you know what I mean?
I thought about that a little bit, too. I think some of their main objectives is to put fear in the minds of all civilians. And so when they strike... when they have an attack and it targets, a younger generation of predominantly women at this concert, it really hits home with a lot of families, a lot of parents, and their objective is to put fear in the minds of people.
Yeah, and that's it, huh? That's the end result. That's the target and what they're hoping to do, and that's what they do. It doesn't seem to be very productive.
These people, they just want to put fear, they want to make you feel like everything you do on your day-to-day, your everyday life, that you're in jeopardy of being a part of some horrific attack like that.
Well, they should just move to North Korea, because they already have that going on really good.
Yeah.
They blew up a lot of women and young girls and terrible. But you know what else? They made Donald Trump mad. He called them all pathetic or losers.
Yeah, he called them losers, right?
Yeah. That ought to get them, huh?
That stirred the pot up a little bit.
Hey, my friend Mike Brockeveld behind the controls over there with his guitar on. What do you want to hear? Can we play you a song, man?
Oh, do you got any Rolling Stones dialed up?
Sure, man. What do you got? Never be your beast of burden. Walk for miles, my feet are hurting. All I want is for you to make love to me. Never be no beast of burden. Then let's go home and draw the curtain. Music on the radio. Come on, make sweet love to me. How's that, Jay?
Oh, if that doesn't put you in a good mood, I don't know what will.
Yeah. Wait. Let me just do this one part. I tell you, put me out on the street. Put me out with no shoes on my feet. But put me out, put me out.
That's pretty good.
Put me out of misery. Oh, sorry. I must be hollering too loud there. Something, the girl from the office down the street came down and shut my door on me. But it wasn't because I didn't sound good, do you think, Mike?
I don't think so.
No, I sounded all right. Just was. And they can't hear the keyboard, can they?
No.
Screaming, that's what's wrong. They couldn't hear the song. But Jay, very nice of you to call in, man. We're going to go to a break here.
Okay, well, if you get some time in the next couple weeks, I invite you down to meet the newest part of the family.
Yeah, and good luck with everything. I will be in touch.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, man. My nephew-in-law, Jay Porter, from Rockford, Illinois. Loves Park, where I grew up. So thanks for calling, man. We got a little break coming up. We got to sell something. And I wanted to tell you, too, I used to work in a mental hospital.
Oh, yeah?
In a mental ward of a hospital, yeah. And one of these days I'm going to do a show about my experiences there.
Next time, maybe?
Not this time, but sometime soon. And I wanted to tell you, too, that Mitch Hank has come up with an idea that you might be interested in. It's called The Story of Your Life. It's like the time of your life. The story of your life is a chance for you to maybe give a gift to an older relative that has everything. And this is actually an interview with Mitch Hank that will be recorded on CD or MP3, and you can have it forever. And Mitch interviews this person with kind of what's gone on in your life? How did things happen? And very, very personal, and it gets to the heart of the matter. And now you get a chance to learn some stuff about a relative, like the whoever the head of your household is, your aunt, your uncle, grandfather. You get to learn everything about them and keep that forever. Anyway, it's Brian Beebe, The Brian Beebe Show, MadisonTalks.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Hello. Hey. Cigarette holder, which wigs me all on her shoulder. I heard you tell Mitch that you used to weigh over 300 pounds.
Yeah,
what,
I did.
How did you do that? You only weigh like, I would say 220, 230?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a scale. I don't own a scale.
How did you lose the weight?
Walking.
You're still walking.
Walking and sit-ups and that sort of stuff.
Walking and sit-ups.
Yeah.
Is there a way to do it some other way? Like, I know it's either diet or exercise.
It was some of that too. I gave up soda.
Or disease. I mean, yeah. The only other choice is disease of some kind, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want to choose that, but I don't want to do the other stuff either, the diet and the exercise. So I just stay fat. Anyway, George is on the line. Is George? Hey, George. Thanks for calling, man. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Sorry to make you wait.
That's all right. It's so fun to watch you. Wait, yeah. Where did you go? Your picture went away?
He's still going.
Oh, I don't know. It's, we got it still here, I think.
I don't see you no more.
Oh, yeah?
Try and refresh.
Yeah.
Hit your refresh. Refresh or whatever it is.
Oh, see, Mike's got all these high-tech things.
He got high-tech ideas for sure. I hope we're not lost. I don't have any way of looking at it myself, so I can't tell you.
You don't? No. Can't see it?
No, I suppose
you could log
Mitch
it, yeah.
can, but I don't. What do you want to hear, man? We're taking requests.
Well, hey, I wanted to ask about Thursday night. Are you going to be at Sorrento's this Thursday night?
Thursdays through Sundays. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 7 p.m.
7, yeah, because my wife, I wanted to her up, and it was so romantic up there. That time I stopped in and met the Big Bopper, and you are such a hoot. And you had couples that were dancing, just romantic, from their booth up behind.
What
and,
is your
and
wife's
your
song?
Girls, huh?
Did you have any songs in your wedding? What's your wife's favorite song? You don't even
don't
know,
remember.
Do you? I knew what my wife's
Oh, the way you look tonight.
Oh,
that,
she did,
I like
huh?
that, the way you look tonight.
Someday, indeed, Mike.
Yeah.
When I'm awfully low.
Yeah, that's it.
When the world is cold. I can feel
I
it glow.
Just thinking
of you.
Yeah, that's it.
And the way you look tonight.
Tonight. Oh, man, Ryan, you are golden toes, man.
You're lovely. Never ever change. Keep that girlish charm. What's your name? What's your wife's name?
Barb.
Keep that girlish charm. Barb.
Marge.
Won't you please arrange it? Cause I love you, Marge.
I'm talking to Brian Beebe on the live Facebook.
Just the way you look.
He's gonna do a song
tonight.
For you Thursday night.
Yeah.
I'm talking to him on the live radio.
Yeah. How about this one? When I fall in love, Marge,
it will be forever,
Marge.
You are butter, man.
Or I'll never fall in love,
Marge.
Hey, I want to hear Mike take a little solo on the other one. D, B minor, whatever you like.
I cannot wait to get up there. I mean, that's
listen,
just a hoot.
Listen to this, George.
Yeah.
Very fun, man. This is a, I might just leave this keyboard here.
Yeah.
So it's always here every time I come.
Got the spares?
Because you know why? Because it's too hard to drag out of the car and bring it in.
Thing's huge.
And
is that the one you use at the at the Sorrento's?
No, it's an X-tree one. It's X-tree.
Oh, God, you are so good up there. I mean, I just try to spread the word to everybody about you, man. That is so comfortable.
You're younger.
So classy.
You're younger than me, but how about are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, cause I only have eyes for you, dear. Oh, maybe I. Well, where's all these people calling in with these requests? 210-1667. We got to get some people wanting. Pick another one, George.
Let's see.
What else do you...
The one from Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Sidney Poitier and Catherine.
What was the song?
Just a minute.
Sometimes
that's my favorite
I wonder why I spend... I know a lot of old ones, but nothing jumps out of that movie at me. A lonely night nights, dreaming of a song. The melody, it haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. Oh, oh, there's a phone call. Let's see if we got a request. George, you want to hang on?
Yeah.
All right, hang on just a minute. Get another request for me, George. We're floundering here. Come on, man.
Can I get your name?
Okay.
Maureen.
Is it? Ooh, who's this?
Yeah, Maureen.
Oh, Maureen. Hi, Mo. Mo from Milwaukee.
Hey, Brian.
How are you, honey? I already
I'm
know
good.
What
How
you.
How are you?
I already know what you want to hear.
Yep, you do.
And you like
good
it too,
stuff.
George. George, you ready for this? Hey, George, say hello to Maureen.
Yeah.
Say hello to Maureen.
Hello, Maureen.
Hi, George. How are you?
It had
better
to be
now.
You. It had to be you.
Oh, great song.
I wandered around and finally found that somebody who could
Sing
make
it,
me be true could even make me be blue. And even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen, sing it you guys, might never be mean, might never be cross. Play something, Mike. Oh, you got to answer the phone. Well, they wouldn't do, but nobody else thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Hey, Brian, I remembered that song.
What?
From the
Thank
movie.
Thank you, Brian.
Oh, you're welcome, Mo.
It's called
yeah.
The Glory of Love.
All right,
you gotta yeah. give a little, take
make
a little,
a little,
and let the world roll by a little. That's the glory of, that's the story of love, that one.
Yeah, that's a. I remember that song, but I don't know it, George.
Oh, it's a great movie. Remember Portier
yes,
and the
sir,
gal?
I,
and,
I sure do.
It
I
was
sure
great,
do.
Man.
Who's on the
well,
phone,
Well, hey, we'll
Mike?
See you Thursday
Got
night,
Mitch.
Buddy. I
Mitch?
Can't wait.
Okay, man. You coming up Thursday night?
Oh, one of these times. We got to get my wife. It's the best.
There's a it dance floor.
The best.
There's a dance
I
floor up
be
there, you know.
For you.
We got a dance floor up there, so bring her. Tell her to bring her dancing shoes.
All right, buddy.
All
Thanks,
right, man.
Man.
Thank you. Hey, Mo, what else you got?
I think Mo's gone.
Mo's gone, too.
Yeah.
Who's on the phone?
Mitch.
Mitch. Mitch Hank?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's going to want to hear some Sinatra. He's going to want to request some. Hello, Mitch.
I don't
have to answer. Yeah, you have to understand that Mitch has found himself a side career as a teacher of all things. He's in the classroom till the end of the school year with impressionable kids. Can you just, I mean, I feel bad for these kids. Yeah, cigarettes and the scotch. Or the, oh, my God. Yeah, I know. Yeah, one scotch, one bourbon, one beer, right? Yeah. Hey, sing one on the phone. Can we sync this up? Are you on a delay? Or everybody that sings along with me is on a... All right. I have often walked, come on, down this street before. Yeah. Pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. Yeah, on the street where I got mugged. Yeah. Standing on the corner, mugging all the girls. Yeah, yeah, I know. How about this? Gee, it's great after raping your date and dragging the body back home. That's another one of your favorites. No, I know, I know. It's an old one. It's not really. It's...
What? Brian Beebe Show, this is Mike.
What?
Hi, Annie. How's it going?
Pretty good. Cool.
No, no. Oh, that's a good one, man. How about what? Well, I can find a key for you. Don't worry. But how about if I knew the song? I don't know that one. How about what do you do? I'll be seeing you or any of those? Well, I know you do. So pick something. I know what you do. Pick a song that you'd like to do. All right. How about
Brian Beebe Show, this is Mike.
There's a place for us. Somewhere a place for us.
Oh cool, yeah. I'm gonna put you on hold, we'll get you on air real quick. Can I get your name real quick?
Yeah, I just met a girl named Maria. Yeah.
Really? Awesome.
Hey, I got two other phone calls, Mitch. Can you call back? Call back. I'm not getting... I have no idea what you're singing, man. I only do top 40 from the 60s and 70s. Yeah, see, if it didn't make AM radio, I don't know it. See, and that's what. Mitch Hank, my mentor, my friend. He's on the seventh period study hall. Teaching eighth grade someplace today. Poor guy. Poor kids. Oh, my God. See you later, man. Who's on the phone?
Annie and Lily.
Annie. Annie. Hello, Annie.
Yes.
Look
Hello.
At this. How are you, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Did you see what I got on today?
Yes, I did. You look very nice.
Yeah. Somebody made this for me.
Is that right?
Yeah. I didn't bring the water up. I had it in the car, but I had so much to bring up anyway that I didn't.
Sure.
So I forgot.
Did you bring any dew up?
Nope, no dew. I didn't hide any dew.
Good.
Nothing. You didn't see any. Oh, wait a minute.
Lily, you still with us?
Wait a minute.
I'm still there.
Lily?
Wait a minute.
What?
Do you see that?
Well, I'm not looking at it now. I had to leave the room so I could hear
you.
Oh,
well, it's your Voss water.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm taking
a
sip.
You're drinking it, right? You're not pouring it on plants or something.
Nope. Okay. What are we singing for you?
How about either Dean Martin, You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You. Or Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jersey Girl's a good one. I'll do a little bit of that for you, okay?
Okay, I'll hang up and go listen.
All right.
All right, thanks.
This is
Bye-bye.
A Tom Waits song, big hit by Bruce Springsteen. Let's get Lily on the phone first.
I think Lily's gone.
Is she? Okay. Goes like this. Got no time for the corner boys. This is a Tom Waits version. Down in the streets making all that noise. No one, no girls on 8th Avenue. Cause tonight I'm gonna be with you. Tonight I'm gonna take that ride. Cross the river to the Jersey side. Take my baby to the carnival. And I'll take you on all the rides. Down the shore, everything's alright. You and your baby. On a Saturday night, nothing else matters in the whole wide world when you're in love with a Jersey girl. Sing sha la 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 la, sha la la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la, I'm in love with a Jersey girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. Trying to watch it for these poor office people around here. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la. I'm going to go right to the last verse. I see you on the street and you look so tired. Girl, I know that job of yours leaves you so uninspired. I come by to take you out to eat. There you are lying on the bed all dressed up, fast asleep. Get in that bathroom and put your makeup on. We'll take your kid and drop her off at your mom's. I know a place where the dancing is free. Come on, baby, won't you come with me? Down the shore, everything's all right. You and your baby on a Saturday night. Nothing else matters in the whole wide world. Another one, man. Applause for the request, applause for the guitar work, applause to Tom Waits.
We have Cindy on the line.
Cindy, let's talk to Cindy. Hello, Cindy?
Hi.
Hi, is this Cindy from the Italian Cindy from Chicago?
It sure is.
How are you, cutie?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Can you hear the music?
Yes. I'm watching you on Facebook, and I'm listening.
Okay.
And I heard you play The Way You Look Tonight, one of my songs. I was wondering if you could play the other one.
What was the other one? Now, just a minute. Let me think. The other one was...
Yeah, King Cole?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we sure can, honey.
Okay.
What are you doing with yourself today?
Nothing really. It's raining in Chicago today, and it's cold.
Yeah.
So I just been hanging around inside.
Some friends of mine went to the Cubs game Saturday, postponed. I guess the Sunday night game should have been postponed, too. We lost that one big.
Yeah. We've had our usual spring weather here in Chicago, cold and rainy, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's. I was going to say, come on up to the Dells, but it's not any better. I had my mower in the shop for, I don't know, 3 weeks, because everybody's got their mower in the shop, right?
Uh-huh.
And so the grass got this long. And then, okay, I get the mower back, $356 later.
Jeepers.
And... try to mow, and it rained like for 3 days in a row, so there was no, you can't mow it when it's soaking wet.
No.
So yesterday I mowed at least part of it, and the grass was like, anyway.
Our problem here too.
In a couple weeks it'll be nice though. I got some of my irises popped out.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And the purple ones in her front there. Well, let me play. We're going to have to go to break soon, so let's play your song and then take a break and come back. It's the Brian Beebe Show on MadisonTalks.com. Thank you, Cindy, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Yeah, we're brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill and Sorrento's at the Wilderness. And Cindy wanted to hear... key of F. Or B-flat. B-flat, I guess. Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me. Ooh, how the thought of you does things to me never before. Has someone been more unforgettable in every way? And forevermore, that's how you day. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Close it. Tag it. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Yeah. Hey, call in with your request. It's a. Do we already go? Okay. 210-1667. You guys on Facebook, 210-1667. Call in.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Brian Beebe. We're coming up. Brian Beebe, you know, I saw something in some of this crap about the Trump and the Russians today. I had this little quote. I'm not a particularly political guy. I have political feelings, but I don't get involved spouting my opinions much. But I heard one line in the thing that said, I think it was actually about the health care bill that the Republicans produced, the last one. And it said, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. Have you ever heard that saying?
Oh, yeah. I never heard it. That's a good one.
Yeah, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. And I think that means if you can come up with something decent, don't turn your back on it just because it's not exactly what you... And I'm preaching... to you guys and not taking my own advice because I'm guilty of that my whole life. But a good example of that is Chuck Berry, you know. I mean, he just... And the Stones. If the Stones went into the studio, the Rolling Stones, and started recording and it started to sound too good, they would erase it all drink some more Jack Daniels and start over again, you know, because they don't, rock and roll isn't supposed to be perfect, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, it's, that's better. Let's do your song, Mike. Mike Brockenfeld, our tech guy, you can find him at mrbaudio.com, MRB, and he can answer your tech questions. Or what all do you do on your website, man, besides operate all this equipment and do these podcasts? What else do you like to do with your tech skills, man?
Recording. I'm big at recording bands and singer-songwriter artists.
Do you have a studio other than this one where you can bring people in?
Yeah, my place.
Okay. Yep. And that's mrbaudio.com.
Yeah.
All right. And they can find you, and rates are...
negotiable.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll call it, we'll call
depending
it like that.
Depending on what your schedule is, right?
Yep.
All right. Time. Play a little blues. Hey, we only got 10 more minutes here, you guys, if you want to call in to hear a song. Lily, call back. Brian Beebe, it's 608-210-1667. Whoever else was on that hung up. This is an old Muddy Waters tune. We get Mike Brockenfeld on lead guitar. Call me the hunter, that's my name. A pretty little woman like you is my only game. I bought me a love gun just the other day, yeah, and I ain't aim at your way. Ain't no use to hide, ain't no use to run, 'cause I've got you in the sights of my love gun. First time, go ahead and play, man. Thank you. I saw you standing on the street, yeah. I said to myself, oh baby, ain't she sweet? I got my love gun loaded with hundreds of kisses, yes. Pull the trigger, baby. Ain't gonna be no missing. No. Ain't no use to hide. Ain't no use to run. Cause I've got you in sights of my love gun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
That's the only Muddy Waters song that this studio has ever heard, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man. Are we, we got 5 more minutes or what?
Yeah, we can go.
All right, what else you want to do? How about G? Baby used to stay out all night long. She made me cry. She done me wrong. Held my eyes open, that's no lie. Table's turning, now it's her turn to cry. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. Around with every single man in town. Spent all my money playing her half-assed games. Now she's here and there with every single man in town. Still trying to take me for that same old clown. Because I used to love her, but it's all over now. Sing that song and not sing it loud. So I was holding. Used to wake the morning. And then you got the office girls next to us. So, are we almost out? All right. Go ahead. Let's do one here while we go up. Mama's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest, and when daddy comes home, he never gets no rest. She's playing all night, and the music's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night. Woo! Well, the dog don't eat, and the kids can't sleep. There's no escape from the music in the whole damn street. She's playing all night, and the music's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night. Ow. Go ahead, man. Brian Beebe, Mike Brockenfeld, Monk's Bar and Grill, Sorrento's at the Wilderness, and MadisonTalks.com. I think we got them all talked about, man. Thanks for calling in. We'll see you next Tuesday. Uh-oh. We got time for this one? Who is that? I'll talk to him off the air.